Last October on Sunday Extra, we covered the story of Australian writer and Thailand resident Murray Hunter, who'd been arrested in Thailand on charges of criminal defamation for articles that he'd written on Substack and which the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission had taken exception to. The Malaysian authorities wrote to Thai authorities, and that resulted in the charges of criminal defamation that Murray was facing in Thailand. It was a very unusual series of events, but we've now got an update on that case, and Murray Hunter joins us now to tell us what it is. Welcome, Murray.
Well, good morning, Julian, and it's nice to be back after so many months in a different frame of mind.
No, indeed, because when we last spoke, you'd spent over a day, I think, in detention, and were trying to work out exactly what these charges against you were, but I understand that things have been resolved. Is that right?
Yeah, the charges were upgraded and the indictment went ahead. But then the judge in the court said that we should have some mediation, which I agreed with. And I made the decision to mediate and come to a conclusion. Otherwise, if I had fought the charges, it would have gone for 1 year or 2 years.
Mm.
And because it's criminal, I would have had my passport held by the court. And in Thailand, I can't go to the bank, I can't go to the hotel, I can't go to get a flight, and I can't leave the country.
Yeah, so there's a fair amount of pressure on you to get to a resolution sooner rather than later. Was the mediation successful, Murray?
Well, I had to make an apology, which, you know, when you believe that you're not wrong, you don't want to make. But we mediated that apology where I said, I can understand why some people might be annoyed and offended by it. So
you found a form of words that both parties could agree with, even though I suppose in your heart of hearts, you didn't feel an apology was warranted.
Yeah. And as a journalist, taking down, I think it was 10 or 12 articles, which are right and correct and very current with the politics that's going on there now, that grated me. But the reward for that was having my website, Substack, unblocked, which has been blocked for 4 years. So that was what I gained out of it.
And when you say unblocked, you mean that your Substack can now be read inside Malaysia?
Yes, and that's where 70% of my readers are.
Yeah, right. So, look, obviously the whole experience has not been a pleasant one for you, but how do you feel about the resolution that you've reached overall?
Of course, I would have liked to have fought, but at 68 years old and having nightmares every night and having trouble sleeping and having to go to the court to get my passport to go and extend my stay in Thailand and take it back to the court, staying in Bangkok at friends' houses without being able to go into a hotel.
Hmm.
I just couldn't do that for 2 years. And now I'm on a holiday with my partner and a friend, and I can go to the hotel. It was worth it.
It's a practical solution, so that's something at least. Murray, I think when we last spoke, you mentioned that you'd actually like to write a personal account of what happened to you once you felt able to. Do you still feel that you want to? And indeed, given the settlement, are you able to?
Well, there's two things that are going on. I've made a decision with another person, Dr. Jeffrey Williams, who's also had a slap action against him for something else.
SLAP is strategic lawsuits against public participation.
Yep. And I think we both feel that journalists and writers and activists need to understand what's really happening in a SLAP. It's not just people suing you. It's people trying to attack your health, your reputation, destroy you, make the chilling effect where you're not going to write anymore. And I think something has to be written that people can read and take up and have a strategy to fight this. We've come up with a couple of strategies, and I think that has to be published, and we have to go out on the road to help people and make sure that nobody suffers the same thing that happened to me here in Thailand. Second thing that's happening is last week I had a long discussion with Senator Phunchai for the Thai Senate, who's head of the Committee on Human Rights. And he feels that there's a lot of issues about my arrest and my prosecution that were not following procedure and even illegal. So I may get some justice through the Senate committee's hearings, which are coming up, and the law may be changed. So we're also working to try and get rid of the criminal aspect of defamation And if that all occurs, then what happened to me will be, well, worth it. That will be the reward I get for suffering, you know, being locked up and taken from a plane at the airport and going to court. So I'm hopeful for that.
Well, it's good to hear that there's no longer a threat of criminal conviction hanging over your head, Murray. Good on you for getting through it. I think you can give yourself a pat on the back, but not a slap on the back. And all the best for those future measures. And thanks very much for giving us an update on Sunday Extra today.
Thanks very much. Nice to see you again.
That's Murray Hunter, the retired Australian academic and writer now resident in Thailand, whose Substack is back and available to be read not only in Australia, but also now in Malaysia.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.